for Hot Topic, we want to bring up the idea of ship shaming. And before we dive into what that means and how we can avoid it, I just kind of wanted to clarify the scope of this conversation, because we don't want anyone to feel like we're skipping things or ignoring things. But we also don't have 4 hours to talk about this. So this is part of a big conversation on censorship and relationships between fans and fandom culture and purity culture and all these other things. And it's too big to have in one conversation. So we have been breaking it up. We talked about censorship in earlier episodes. We've talked about pieces of this. The piece that we're talking about today is specifically ship shaming. Fundamentally, this isn't about whether a ship is inherently good or bad or justifiable by canon or has problematic content or romanticizes something that upsets you. That's not what this part of the conversation is about. This is about how fans treat other fans and how fans treat their discussions of things that they don't like or that makes them uncomfortable. And to focus solely on ship shaming as our topic for right now, we're going to look at how we present ourselves, how we interact with other people, the choices that we as individuals can make about how we're choosing to participate in fandom communities, and how we can always keep in mind the ways we can be a positive part of fandom community. And that's not just to protect our communities, but also to protect ourselves, because as we keep saying, fandom is about joy, it's about love for something, it's about fun. And as soon as you start digging into the negative or leaning into the stuff that upsets you or bothers you or engaging with the people that upset you, you're starting to chip away at that joy, and you can chip away at it real fast. So once again, as we've talked about before, this piece of the larger puzzle is focusing mostly on creating your fandom experience and being a positive force for positive fandom culture.
When we say ship shaming, we mean the way that some people talk about a ship that passes a value judgment on people who enjoy that ship. So if you say this ship is wrong, or this ship is gross, or this ship is fill in the blanks, that what you are implying is that the person who enjoys that ship is also wrong, gross, etc. There are ways to talk about things that you don't enjoy that don't attach value statements to the people who enjoy them. And that is a little bit more of what we want to talk about in this segment.
In general, something that every human needs to keep in mind is that different does not mean bad, and disagreeing with something does not mean that something is evil. In the context that we are talking about, that particularly means the reaction that we all may have to reading opinions or ships or advocacy for tropes or anything else, but specifically ships, that make us go, ooh, ooh, ooh. The ooh used to be called squicking. You would say that something squicked you. You would say that something wasn't part of your life. And at the time that I came into fandom, squick was a fairly judgment-free word. It wasn't saying that the person who enjoyed it, something, it was wrong with them. It wasn't saying that the content was a problem. It was simply saying it wasn't for you. When I came back to fandom, I discovered that the word squick had begun to take on negative connotations. It was a bit more judgy than I was used to. And it was something that I wasn't comfortable with, because I don't know what other word we can use, because there are things that all of us find not for us. I have an alphabetical list that I will not be sharing in public, but you can slide into my DMs and I'm happy to tell you what doesn't work for me. But because it doesn't work for me doesn't mean that who it works for is wrong. It just means we're different. And I don't know what word we can use. I'd love to reclaim squick. I think it's a good word, but I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if people that came into fandom during my 10-year hiatus
have a different relationship with it now, but we need to come up with some way in order to have this conversation. I mean, I usually just say like, that's good for you, not for me, which is one of my life mottos. And in most of the fandom spaces that I am in, mostly because I don't hang out on Tumblr a whole lot or Twitter a whole lot, that can kind of end the conversation because the mods will kind of step in. But there's inadvertent ship shaming sometimes even on our servers that we run that we didn't catch in time because somebody says, you know, somebody goes, well, that was a really dumb decision or that was a really dumb thing. The word dumb is judgmental. And calling a ship dumb is ship shaming. Calling a ship gross is ship shaming. Saying something doesn't work personally for you is not ship shaming.
There's a line that maybe isn't always clear to people as they're just chatting or, you know, spending time with people, communicating, part of a community. The line between what is a personal response and what is a value judgment. Because I think that that line gets blurred in some context, and that's fine. And we're more accepting of the difference between personal response and value judgment when it's positive. But it's important to keep that line there when we're talking about things that we don't like, because value judgments have an implication on them, that there's an implication that people who disagree with you then that negative value is applied to them as well. If I say that a ship is nasty, then the implication inevitably is that people who like it either are nasty as well or like something that's nasty. And that isn't about my personal opinion. That's a value judgment. If I say I dislike it or it makes me feel uncomfortable or I don't get it or it doesn't light my fire, those are personal responses to it. And you might notice that the critical word there is I. And when trying to parse whether you're making a personal response or a value judgment, incorporating the word I is usually the critical thing that you need to do in order to reel it back from being a value judgment.
To take it out of ship context for just a second and give you something else, another way to look at this. Very famously, Ferret has a very strong opinion on the proper adaptation of Pride and Prejudice.
Oh no, you didn't tell me we were going to talk about this.
I think it makes sense though.
No, this is
because
good.
Because I think it really does apply to this. You feel incredibly strongly that the only one that counts is the Colin Firth, Jennifer Ely, BBC adaptation.
Yeah.
That the 2005 Keira Knightley is, I've heard you jokingly use the word abomination.
Yeah, I have.
However, you know, I love the 2005 one.
Yeah.
And yet we still managed to be friends.
I think that it's a great movie and that I totally understand why a lot of people like it. To me, it's not Pride and Prejudice because it doesn't have the social satire that is the entire point of the book. But it's a beautiful romance movie and lots of people love it for that. It didn't speak to me on that level. So personal response, I hate it because I love Pride and Prejudice so much that I want it to be adapted in a way that loves the same thing that I love about it. But I know that it's extremely popular. And for a lot of people, it's their only interaction with Pride and Prejudice. And you know what? Fine.
And the social satire is not my favorite part of Pride and Prejudice. So it doesn't, I like it. And I like watching The 8 Hour. I've seen it an embarrassing amount of times. It used to be the thing I just put on in the background in college and lived my life. Right. I adore it. But in terms of what I love about it is Lizzie and Darcy realizing that they're in love with each other. Fundamentally love it as a love story. And so 2005 works for me. You guys may have just heard us have a conversation that could get really nasty in some other places. Legit, that may sound silly to you, but book people are even more intense antis than fandom people can be. And there can be really, really, really strong feelings. Every time Ferret jokes about the other one being wrong, we know she's joking. We know that it's a shtick. It's a thing. We know that's just not kind of who she is as a person. And so the joke is funny. I joked with somebody the other day that I canceled them because they liked the Lost finale, which I find really mystifying. But I still adore I still adore that person and I still like doing light with that person in the server and I still am that person. So these kind of things, these joking interactions happen all the time. And so for somebody who maybe doesn't feel as comfortable with social cues or is still really unclear to what we talk about, I can imagine that sometimes the ship shaming may sound like the joking stuff we just talked about, which it makes online communication difficult. Because sometimes some of this, even the personal opinions, do rely on context. Anytime you use the word you are wrong, you are nasty. I mean, the number of times I see ship shaming posts on Tumblr that say, if you like this, you nasty, it makes me actually shake with anger because it's so wrong. But if the line seems a little blurry to you in a conversation, I don't think it's necessarily wrong to ask the question of what's happening here, especially if it's not a ship. Because sometimes the line is blurry. Sometimes the line is confusing and we don't always know what's going on. So hear us say as well that judge the value statement about someone's humanity and the personal taste, we can talk about it in black and white terms. But one of the beautiful, troublesome barriers in fandom is language. We come from different colloquialisms, we come from different mother tongues, we come from a lot of different things. So if you are in, if somebody is having a conversation that you find really upsetting, either walk away completely, or if it's on that line, maybe ask the question, because they might not even realize they're being ship shamed. And if they keep going and they are ship shaming, then leave for sure. And all that kind of other stuff. So I want to acknowledge too that this, that while it may appear very black and white, it can still be very complicated.
At the end of the day, our personal feeling is that no fiction, no canon, no fictional characters, no made up stuff is ever worth hurting real human people's feelings over. You can disagree about stuff till the cows come home. Flame and I disagree on a lot of stuff. We had a discussion this morning about something that we disagree on, and it's not harmful to our relationship or to our mental health because we disagree with our personal opinions and recognize that we each have personal opinions that sometimes are the same and sometimes are different. There are ships that we disagree on that one of us likes and the other one doesn't like, even ones that one of us finds squeaky and doesn't bother the other one. And that is the tone that we would love for fandom to have as well, because that's how we live our lives and how we live our relationship, not just with each other, but with fellow fans. And for both of us, it's vital that human people are put first, and an understanding that in fandom, a lot of us have had shaming experiences that are related to fandom outside of fandom as well. Maybe your parents don't get it. Maybe your siblings don't get it. Maybe your friends laughed at you when you told them you wrote fan fiction. And I just don't see the need to take that negativity that so many people are faced with on a daily basis just because of their hobby, or they feel they have to hide their hobby. Why do we have to take that shit and stink up the spaces where we are safe and we're supposed to be celebrating something that we love together? It is actually possible to celebrate all the things that two people both love and not have to touch on the things you both don't like. So I guess at the end of the day, again, this comes down to you have the choice to block people. You have the choice to leave communities. If you see, read the rules of spaces that you're in. Discord servers have rules. Many of them have a no ship shaming rule. If you see it, report it. Sometimes people don't know. Sometimes people do know. They need a talking to either way. You can control your fandom space and you can help be the fandom community that you want to see. So you can speak up and say, that kind of language makes me uncomfortable. Maybe you can make that an I statement instead, or go to a mod and say, I just felt a little iffy about this. Maybe you can talk to that person and remind them that this would qualify as ship shaming. Or maybe you mute a server for a while, or mute a channel, or you unfollow a Tumblr or block a Twitter. Those are choices that you can make that not only help you with your culture, your fandom space, but also help promote the kind of culture you want to see by encouraging the behavior you do like and gently discouraging the behavior that you don't like.
Because as we always say, not only that fandom is about joy, but fandom is a people, not a place. And it takes work to make people work together. And that includes inner work as well. Farron and I have both been in a lot of fandom spaces. Obviously, we've talked about that throughout this entire episode. And one of the things that we have valued in all of the ones that we are in is the celebration of joy, whatever that looks like. Shame on any level is something that robs joy. And we hope that you all join us in building blockades against that shame in every way that we can.